Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another ESL podcast. Today, I have a very, very, very long one. For those of you who are interested, I've written out the official TOEFL IBT, these two specific passages I did in this recording with one of my students on my blog on thearseniobuckshow.com. I did this like 5 months ago, people. It's been a very, very long time, and now I'm just getting around to uploading it because I realized that, you know what, this could be very, very useful for a lot of you out there. Rather than me just doing the typical reading videos, as you guys may have heard over the last few months, now I'm getting into, okay, how can I do even more? Like, because you need to hear other people's problems that may be your problems too, and me answering them. So that's exactly what I do throughout this next 47 minutes worth of one-on-one coaching. So again, I hope you guys enjoy this and stay tuned.
Something discussion in the sentence, but in the stress of the time, I choose, I am sure all the problem in the summary because I can't to get the three correctly in 2 minutes only, this one issue. Second issue, I confuse you, sir. I read the passage first or the answers. Sometimes when I read the answers, then I go to passage, I forget the answer. Then I repeat it one more time. For this, I lost a lot of time. And usually at the very last passage, I choose without any reading because I don't have enough time. Passage, then the answer, then go back to the passage. For this, I lost a lot of time.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's why I wanted to show you exactly how, because it seems like you chose one route to, you know, read the passage in general, then you go to the answers, but by the time you go back to the answers, you had already forgotten what you had read. Yes. And this is what happens with a lot of students. This is why I tell them to locate exactly where it is. So again, that's why I wanted to walk through with you a couple of things, because again, TOEFL ITP is very similar to TOEFL IBT in a sense that they always say, what is the main purpose of the passage? What does the passage mainly discuss? Yeah. It's these summary questions. And again, you know, some professors and some people would say, oh, well, you should know exactly what it is in the first two sentences. Not exactly. We need to understand what irrelevant details are. We need to understand what specific details are. And we need to understand the bulk of what is being talked about. So that's why, luckily, one of my students from Spain, she had sent me like a huge book, the official TOEFL IBT. I said, oh my God, fantastic. Right.
Sir, you give me this box available only for download until January 8th. I can't finish all these books within 2 weeks. I am sorry for this. It's very short time.
Oh, so wait, January 8th is when you will take the test again, right?
No, sir. You give me this official, if you open the email, you send it to me. You send it to me, all the books, only I can read it until January 8th.
That's really weird. Okay.
Three books for this. I can't finish in this time. I need if you can extend it.
Right. That's weird. I don't understand why it said that. Okay, so I just sent you this book again. You could download it to your computer and you could finish it between now and 21-22, right? 21-22. We have 100 years. Don't worry about it now. I don't know why it did that, but yeah. Okay. I'm going to resend everything, but I just sent you the official, this one that I'm going to be looking at with you right here.
Yes, okay. That's a great
show. Now I'm looking at this passage and it's really easy compared to, this is why I don't like the official TOEFL IBT. Because this looks way easy compared to others. So, okay.
It's so complicated.
Okay, so first and foremost, I want to hurry up and go to, again, looking at the questions, which of the following is true about the white-tailed deer? Now, again, what I want to really quickly go over with you is you shouldn't, now, again, first and foremost, technique number one to completely de-technique number one, do not read anything.
Don't read a damn thing. Don't read nothing. Okay. Because your goal is to locate the answers as fast as you possibly can. So here is your proper noun, the white-tailed deer of Puget Sound. So I found it just by scanning very quickly. Here it is. So I found white-tailed deer, and now I have to find Puget Sound. So you see how, oh, well, of course, this is the Puget Sound area right here. So now I already found where number one is. This is how quick it should be, because if you read and say, okay, two species of deer have been prevalent in the Puget Sound area of Washington State in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. The black-tailed deer, we don't give a damn. We care about the white-tailed deer. So I don't know. What exactly do you do? Do you read everything and then go to the questions?
I go direct to the questions and I try to search about the keywords. But the main problem, I read the answers, then the passage, or the passage, then the answers to save the time.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Let me see if I could find that summary question. Okay. In paragraph three, normally when they locate, these are also good. So, you know, again, the key words, you got it. So here in number five, Lewis, that's the proper noun. So we're going to look for Lewis and Clark. Obviously it's in paragraph three. And then these are the difficult little answers that you would have to try to, you know, figure out. And then again, Fort Vancouver. But where's the summary question is what I'm looking for.
The last one is always the summary.
Number 10.
Yeah. 12 and the old one. After that one, the insert question, then the, yes, this one. Sir.
Ah, okay. So this one right here, this question.
No, 14, sir.
Oh, 14. Okay. Oh, my God. An introductory, Well, hello there. Okay, an introductory sentence for a brief summary of the passage is provided below. Complete the summary by selecting three of the following choices that express the most important ideas of the passage. Wow! Some sentences do not belong in the summary because they express ideas that are not presented in the passage. Wow. Okay. Deer in the Puget Sound area eat a wide variety of foods and migrate seasonally to find food. And so answer choices, yes, A.
Will be give me six answer choices and I should choose three only.
Gotcha. I understand. Okay. Holy shit. So do you think finding the answer is easier or eliminating the bad answers? Doing it reverse. Have you ever done it reverse before? Because I feel for me, like finding the answers is more difficult, but if I see here, wildlife biologists have been concerned about forest and nutritional deficiencies of deer, I more than likely wouldn't find that in the passage, rather than looking for the answers. Do you know what I mean? So how do you go about finding three of the six?
I tried both, and sometime work with me, to be honest, and sometime no. At the beginning, I started to check the first line in the each passage to check the summary information. Then I go back to the question to check about that. Then the second strategy I started 2 months ago to eliminate the irrelevant sentence or the detailed sentence in. Maybe I cancel one or two, then I will try to focus on four or five sentences. But I don't know the correct one.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. Oh, God. Okay. Well, the thing is, it's not like they're very, very detailed. So if we look at the Colombian white-tailed deer, we know that that's going to be in the first paragraph. So let's see what this looks like. The balance of deer species in the Puget region has changed over time, with the Columbia white-tailed deer being outnumbered by other types of deer. Okay, well, we're going to have to hurry up and go all the way back up. Okay, so is the Columbian white-tailed deer now outnumbered? Because here it says the black-tailed deer, a lowland west side cousin of the mule deer of eastern Washington, is now the most common. The other species, the white-tailed deer, in earlier times was common in the open prairie country. It is now restricted to the low. So that means, yes, it is outnumbered. So do you see what I mean? Let's go back down real quick. Yeah. Let's go. So has changed over time. Yes, because the Colombian white-tailed deer now out. See? Ooh, that's the wrong answer. Wait. So the answer choice is, so we're looking for, you can either, oh, so that's wrong. Yeah, so we wouldn't use that. Write your answer choices in the spaces that belong. Gotcha. Okay, so do you understand what I'm saying here? What I'm trying to say here is there are lots of comparisons within these answers, and your goal is to find the comparison in that little time frame. Like what I just did, the black-tailed is now more common, and the Colombian white-tailed is in a restricted low area. However, in the past, the Colombian white-tailed deer was more common than the black-tail. So number one is no, because I found the comparison very quickly in terms of, okay, the Colombian white-tailed deer, are they more common? No, the black-tailed deer is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So again, the balance of deer species. So that's in the first paragraph. So what I'm trying to show you is how fast you could find these. So let me give you another example with number two. So deer migrate. It was still remains the blah, 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 accurate. But how many deer are living in Western United States at one time? Okay, so they have a tendency of migrating. So we're unsure how many deer actually live there at one time. So what we have to do is look for the migration. So again, okay, I see diet, I see shrubs, I see blacktail, I see decay, dormancy, hibernating. Here we go. I see migrate. Here's the first mention of migrate. One compensation for not hibernating is the built-in urge to migrate. Deer may move from high elevation browse areas in summer to lowland areas in late fall. Even with the snow, okay, does it say anything about how many deer are there? Okay, the early explorers and settlers told the abundant deer and yet almost the same, blah, 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 famous. Okay, what about the West? Does it say anything about the Western United States? That's what I'm looking for right now. Western United States deer, how many deer live there? Dotted meadows, gone, extermination, protect crops. This is about crops. Okay, this is about land logging and burning. Okay, this is about the helmet. Let's see. Here we go. In Washington, through recorded time, says that since the early 1940s, the state has had more deer than at any other time in its history. The winter population fluctuating 320,000 and 65,000 of either sex and either age, blah, 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 blah. So again, now we found something that kind of relates to that question. So again, it was still and remains difficult to determine accurately how many deer are living in the Western United States. Is that true or false after what we just read about the 325,000 deer?
No, now we have the number.
Exactly. So if we have a number, and although this is a statement of contradiction, it says it was and still remains difficult to determine accurately how many. No. That's not true, because we found the number 325,000. You see that? So what was that?
Just I know the summary, I should focus only for the first line, second line, and the last line. But actually, in the reality, I find a lot of true answers in the middle. For this, I confuse. I can't read all the paragraphs. It's maybe 5 or 4 paragraphs for each passage. I don't have time. For this, I try to focus only on the when I practice. In the first line, second line, last line. Actually, I find something in the middle. For this, I don't know. I can't
read. That's exact. Yeah. You're right. So again, right. So you're talking first line, you look at the first line and the last line, right?
I heard that. I am not sure it's good strategy, but I heard that, sir. I hope if you can correct me, that's wrong or correct.
Honestly, I've never heard that strategy for TOEFL IBT. I've heard that for headings and IELTS. For the headings part of IELTS, I've heard that. But in TOEFL IBT, I just showed you right now. Let's go back down to 325,000. Okay, we're lucky. It's in the last sentence.
Yeah, it's lucky. Just now, as today said, I can't read all the passage. It's the time is so hard to do that.
Absolutely. But guess what? You can know where your answer potentially may be by the first sentence and the second sentence. So this is why I skipped this very quickly, because this was talking about the Hudson Bay's company, 1830s, 1825, a recent Douglas biographer, picturesque, that is completely unrelated to the population of deer. So this is how I was able to skip this massive paragraph right here. Because again, I'm like, okay, none of this actually relates to how many deer there actually are. I'm looking for a big number. And that's why, although in the second sentence of this paragraph, it says land logging, burning, clearing, blah, 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 blah. At the end, I finally found a number, you see? So again, what I'm trying to say here is, in the first sentence, you will get a general, oh my God, I don't know if I say gist or gist. You'll get an idea of what the paragraph is going to talk about, because you're having problem, obviously, with time management, and you need to be able to locate quicker. You have a tendency of reading, but you need to be better at scanning. Right? We don't want to read. We want to scan. So luckily, in this specific question, we're looking for a number. So it's much, much easier to find the answer as opposed to something else. So again, Miriam, if you believe that looking at the first and last sentence really isn't a good technique, do away with it and do what I'm doing. And that's what I wanted to walk you through for the next, you know, for today. And of course, on, you know, your Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you have any questions about that? Because the goal is to locate. And again, your time management is tough. Yeah.
Yeah. That means you like to take one, separate, and go back to the passage, not all together.
Oh, hell no, because you're not going to remember everything all together, right? Mm, mm, mm. I mean, unless you can, you have the greatest memory.
No. It's okay. That's mean one question, then go back to the passage, okay?
Right. So, again, dang. So we have basically now number 3, 4, 5, and 6. Now, this is a little bit harder because it's like, okay, there's one answer that's bad. Okay. There's one wrong and 3 correct. So whichever one we find first, it's really going to suck if we find answer number 1, answer number 2, answer number 3. Oh my God, I didn't find the last bad question, because that means you will have wasted maybe, I don't know, a couple minutes, because you're looking again, you're just hoping to see which one you find next. So if we look at, wildlife biologists, they've been concerned that the loss of forests may create nutritional deficiencies. So let's look for the word biologist. And this one, I hope that this doesn't span over the entire passage, because it's going to take a hell of a lot longer. So let's look for biologist. Ah, okay. So I found a game biologist. Ooh, okay. Here we go. I think I found it already. Okay. So it says here, longtime game biologists in the Pacific Northwest found quality of browse in the open areas to be substantially more nutritive. What the hell is a nutritive? I've never heard that. Let's keep it going. The protein content of shade-grown vegetation, for example, was much lower than that of plant grown in clearings. So, again, are biologists concerned? That's what we're looking for. I'm looking for a word that relates to concern. Great tracts of lowland country deforested by logging, fire, or both have become ideal feeding grounds for deer. Okay, they're not concerned. author, longtime game biologist, found the quality open areas to be substantially more nutritive. That's actually positive. So let's see here. Dude, I think to be honest with you, Miriam, I think we're finished with the summary. We won because that last ABC, hold on, ABCDEF, it's, oh man, it's negating, it's contradicting what I just read. So again, more biologists. Lewis and Clark, I need to look for the word biologist to see what they say and if they're concerned. I don't see, at the moment, I'm scanning everything, Miriam. So you're probably wondering, damn, you're doing a lot of scrolling. It's because my eyes is scanning for the word biologist. Mm-hmm. And the only place I saw biologist was at the very bottom. Okay, botanical, no. Disturbing change, no. Final, no. Biographer, that's not a biologist. No, no, no. Logging and burning, no. Colombian, white step, no. Zoologist, not a biologist. 320,000 deer, we already found that. Wolves, consequences. The causes of the population rebound are consequences of other human. Ooh, that might be one answer. Yeah, yeah. Look, I told you. That's right here, Miriam. This is the only place where I saw biologist. So, okay, I want you to think about it this way. You have six potential answers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, A, B, C, D, E, F, right? Mm-hmm. What they're going to do is go in a systematic order. So, I found that number one in paragraph one. I found that number two, I believe, in either paragraph two or number three. That last sentence at the very bottom, which is about the biologists, was the last two sentences of the passage. So that means this could potentially be in a very systematic order. So all you have to do, okay, let me look in this paragraph for this, this paragraph for this, this paragraph for this. Oh, so you don't have to look all over the place.
A in passage one, B in passage two.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Oh, okay. Exactly. Now, don't take my word for it because I've seen, again, all books are different. Like I've told IELTS students, don't rely on that specific technique. But this isn't IELTS. This is TOEFL. But it's very easy because you're able to locate things very, very quickly. So you could use that approach too, because guess what? Okay, let's try that. The fifth one. Where's the fifth one? Okay, black-tailed deer in the Puget Sound area have benefited. See, I told you that's in the second to last paragraph. See, black-tailed deer in the Puget Sound area have benefited from human activities through the elimination of natural predators. What did I just read? Let's go right back up. See? Mm-hmm. See? I told you. Here we go. Puget Sound area. Okay, see? Human actions.
Five?
Told you.
This paragraph five?
This might be the last paragraph. So it's in the last paragraph along with number six. So number five and number six. Okay, hold on. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are five paragraphs. So that means number five and number six are in the last paragraph.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it says here, the causes of this population rebound are consequences of other human actions. That correlates exactly with the answer because the population rebound means there are many more deer, correct? And they benefited from this because of have benefited from human activities through the elimination of their natural predators and more better deforested areas. That is one of the answers, E.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So here we go. This is a huge breakthrough. I don't know. If you look at some of the I want you to take that approach because obviously I've given you the big book. So you're going to have a lot of homework and you could give me, you could send me messages and tell me exactly, hey, Arsenio, this actually does work with the summary questions because there are six of them. And if there are five paragraphs, it's in a systematic order. Question number one, paragraph one. Question number two, paragraph two. Question number three, paragraph three. Question number four, maybe paragraph three, but mainly paragraph number four. And then five and six might be in the last paragraph.
Okay, I will try today to focus only for the summary question to can give you the feedback about the systematic order. Okay, that's mean the number one, systematic order. Number two, I should focus at the beginning and in the last only. That's correct or not?
Well, no. The like, if you look at question number 2B here, you're going to focus on the second paragraph because that's normally where you would find it.
The whole passage. That means I read the whole passage, not the first and the last.
Line. Oh.
I ask about
Yeah. Scan the paragraph. Scan it. Okay, I don't want you to read anything. Your technique now is scanning. It's no longer reading, okay?
Systematic order, scan the paragraph. Okay.
Right. And so, again, another technique here is, again, you said keywords, but you probably are wondering, damn, well, you looked for bite because, again, if you go back down here in biologists, there it is. I'm going to hurry up and scan for the first mention of the word biologist, and there I will find my answer. So there are lots of different keywords, right? But if you look for like biologist, okay, human activities, okay, over here, American West, total number of deer. The opposite has actually occurred for certain types of deer. Yes, that's one of the answers. Here, naturally fluctuate. Yes, they naturally fluctuate because in the winter, they talked about, 62,000. At this time period, it was at 325. You see what I mean? So fluctuate is right. Sorry, I just keep going up, down, up, down, up, down. It's a little bit crazy. So here we go. Bam, fluctuating.
Okay, can confirm this which page, which paragraph, which number?
This is in paragraph four.
1, 2, 3. Is this paragraph four? Okay.
That's paragraph four, yeah.
And it's answer number what?
I believe that was number fluctuate. Answer number
three.
Yep.
Yeah, because okay. Yeah, that's okay. And that means paragraph three or four. Okay. Depend on that's the right. keyword.
Right. So for questions 3, 4, and 5, know that they might run anywhere between paragraphs 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So again, if you don't find it in one paragraph, just look at the paragraph either before or after. That's it. I don't want you to look for number 6 in paragraph 1 or 2 because you absolutely will not find it.
But 1, 2 supposed to be in paragraph 1 and number B supposed to be paragraph 2. Okay.
Yes. So then again, that's what I love about TOEFL and the American way of doing things because everything is very systematic. IELTS, it's all over the place. It's extremely difficult. So yeah. So good.
Okay. We can.
All right.
Okay, we can take another example just to double check about our strategy.
Absolutely. Yeah, so here we go. We have cave art in Europe. So what we have here is we don't care. That's number one. We're going down to the question. So, all right. Let's go down to your favorite question. I'm kidding. Aha! Of course, I love these. So if I look over these, I know number 6 and number 1 is going to be extremely easy to find. So if we, right, because I know they're going to be in, obviously, in paragraph 1 and paragraph number 5 or 6, if there's a potentially a 6. Also, paragraph number 5 is going to be easy because countries, we have countries here, right?
We can scan about where the countries, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. And here we go. Number four is going to be all right, too, because large animals, upper Paleolithic people, meat and materials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here says large animals. Here it says large game animals. So, yeah, game animals meaning, ew, the stuff that they used to eat a long time ago. Squirrels, veal, deer, those are game animals, meaning those are the ones they kill and they, yeah, whatever. So, and then here, cave paintings focus, everything says portray. So that's not really a key word, but again, depicting natural environments, these animals found. Dude, that sounds just like a TOEFL ITP reading I just did. That's so interesting. I think this is relatable. Okay, so here we go. Let's do this. Let's try number six first, yeah?
Okay, number six, we will try to find at the end of the bust.
Correct. So it says, upper Paleolithic people produce several other kinds of artwork, one of which has been thought to provide evidence of complex thought. Okay, so okay. One complex artwork, evidence, complex thought. All right, let's go up. Keep that in mind, because my memory, ooh, you know. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Upper Paleolithic art was not confined to cave painting. Okay. All right. Spear shafts. Okay. Upper Paleolithic believes 30,000 hunters have used a system of notation, engraved bone and stone, moon, upper Paleolithic. What did I tell you? Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
There
you go.
Other artwork. Okay.
So if this is true, it would mean that upper Paleolithic people were capable of complex thought and were consciously aware of their environment. So your number six is correct. It is in the text.
But it is summary. It is not details, because sometimes I confuse the difference between summary information and detail information. I couldn't understand the difference.
Oh, really? Okay. Sorry, I think I'm all over the place. Where am I? Okay.
So you're looking for the summary information, not detail information. This also the challenge in this question.
Summary information and detailed information.
Not yet. They're looking for the summary, not the detail.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I am agree with you. It's seasons. Just I confirm.
Right. Well, again, when you're looking for the summary, we are going to have to match several of the details, anyways, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So don't get confused with the different, you know, the type of question. Again, it's all about locating and seeing if there's a comparison that is true, if the information that is stated is correct, or if there is one bit of information that contradicts what's in the question versus the text.
Okay, that's correct. Okay.
All right, so let's see. Now I'm going to hand this over to you, and I'm going to find the little paragraph, and we're going to see if we can make sense of number five, okay?
Okay. Now the keywords, we're looking for the research and the conference.
Paintings found in France provide more evidence of symbolism than those in Spain, South Africa, and Australia. So, like I told you, here's the comparison. More explicit evidence than those found in Spain, South Africa, and Australia.
Okay. We go back.
All right. All right, so let's go up. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. There we go. Okay, all right, so sorry. All right, here we go. Let's go to this paragraph. I should be able to see. Oh, this is a huge paragraph. Goodness gracious. Okay, so here we go. France.
It's more explicitly revealed. My result of study conducted by researcher Patricia. Okay, I think that means it's okay.
Right, right, right. The thing is, I don't see... Okay, well, I'm guessing they mentioned Spain and other countries before that. Okay, where's Spain? Okay, Europe. Where's Spain? Huh. There's no Spain. There's no France. That's interesting. But again, it says here, the particular symbolic significance of the cave paintings in southwestern France is more explicitly revealed. Mm-hmm. But all I'm looking for is then those in France, et cetera, et cetera. But okay. Well, again, it looks like the answer, right? But again, I'm just looking, where the hell is France?
Where the other countries is not here. Yeah, Europe, Europe, it's Spain and South France here. Yeah, but the key thing of Spain and South show the market degree of skull. But this Australia. Is no relationship between France and Spain. It's no comparison.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. There's no comparison. But again, at the same time, this is it right here. And I went straight into this paragraph because I knew that's where it would be. All of this is a bunch of blah, 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 blah. Horses, deer, mammoths. We don't care about that. We're looking for France. And it says it's more explicitly revealed. So what I would have to do is go down, obviously, to the answer choices way, way down there to see. But yeah, but honestly, I think that's the answer. Would you agree?
Yes, sir. I think, yeah.
Because, okay. Again, believe that the paintings found in France provide more explicit evidence. Again, we have to look for symbolic significance. But, again, I mean, that's what it said. So I'm going to have to check. But, again, that's, you know, that's the information that I see. So this is one of the answers.
Yes, okay.
F is one of the answers. So number 5, check. Number 6, check. So now it has reversed, Miriam, because now we have 1 correct and 3 incorrect.
Yes, we need to check which one the correct from the
right. So let's look here. Researchers have proposed several different explanations, fact that animals were the most common subjects in the cave paintings. Okay, this might be harder, huh? Right, right, right. So researchers, different explanations for the fact animals were the most common subjects. Okay, so this might be a little bit more difficult. Let's check. All right. Let's see. We might expect that the early artistic efforts were to be crude, but the paintings, naturalist place, slabs of stone, slabs appear, painted in Africa, older, nope. Uh-oh. Okay, here we go. Okay, now researchers. Okay, so question number 1, because we're looking for researchers, right? So in question number 1, I found researchers in the topic sentence of paragraph number 2. So again, Miriam, not to say all the time that question number 1 will be in paragraph 1. It will vary. So that's why it's very important. Okay, researchers. Oh, keyword. Okay, let me look for researchers. Boom. There goes researchers, right?
That's first or second. Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Second. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then it says here.
Yeah, the subject of bending are mostly animals. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Oh, but that's in third paragraph. But just at the beginning. Okay.
Right. So researchers, okay, in the caves, what's it inhabited? Blah, 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 nothing else. Reaches cave. Access interpreted by some sign of magic. Okay, religious activities. The subjects of the paintings are mostly animals. The paintings rest on their bare walls. Yeah, that's got to be it. No? Let's go back real quickly. It says here, researchers have proposed several different explanations for the fact that animals were the most common subjects. Well, yeah, you saw the number 1 the number two, and there was a number three, correct?
Uh-huh.
Where is it at? Here we go. Number one, cave entrances. Number two, in galleries immediately off in off the inhabited areas of caves. And number three, in the inner reaches of caves.
Yes, I think this 1, 2, 3, this for the location or this explanation.
Right, but again, it says identify, three principal locations of the caves. That's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, we would have to go, but here we go. You said a location, but here goes another explanation.
Yeah.
So that is the answer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Researchers have proposed several different explanations. Yep, in that paragraph, because it says in the first topic sentence, it says one explanation this, then it says another, so that means there are more than two explanations of why, again, animals are the most common, you know, subjects in cave paintings.
Okay, that's mean A-E-F.
A-E-F. A-E-F are the answers.
Okay. In your experience here, and the other question, like the burgers or Hawaii, the author said like that, I read the passage first or the answers first?
I would absolutely do answers, because guess what? Whatever you read, you're going to forget.
Okay, that's mean answers to can focus what I'm looking for.
Right. Focus on, exactly. So again, what I would do is, if you look at the passage, it's very long. So you go straight to the answers and you say, okay, well, here we go. Well, and number one, researches. Okay, number two, cave paintings, focus, animals without using natural environments. So that's what you would look for. And then number three, art. Oh, this is the biggest keyword right here. Cultural period.
Mm.
Okay, so the art of the cultural period that followed the upper Paleolithic, large game animals, etc., etc. Here, some researchers argue cave paintings, large animals, only portrayed large animals provided by upper Paleolithic people with meat and materials. You see, and this is really good because these are proper nouns. These are country names. And then number six, we know it's in the last paragraph and it's going to say upper Paleolithic people produce several other kinds of artwork. And what's really good about this, Miriam, is sometimes you're going to find the answers word for word. So in all the questions that I have just found, they were word for word. Like it was like the exact word, except like fluctuation and fluctuate, but again the base word is still fluctuate. So yeah, it's easier to find the words in TOEFL IBT because there's not much paraphrasing, is what I'm trying to tell you.
And systematic.
Right, and it's systematic, so it's like in a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 order. Yeah. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 order.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 minutes. So you get 20 minutes to complete it. So how much time do you have left when you get into the summary questions, Miriam?
The 20 minutes there to finish all the questions. If you calculate it, that means you should finish the summary within 2 minutes.
Wow.
1 minute and a half if you like to repeat at the end. For this, right. At that time, I couldn't. For this, for all the time, I choose without good thinking because I don't have time. I need to finish so quickly to start the new passage.
So I see. Oh, my God. Okay, but
yes, sir. According to the passage, what does the following has been used as in any question like that? You prefer read A, B, C, D, then go back to the passage, or read the passage, then go to choose the answers?
No. Go to paragraph 5, and what you have to do is has been used as evidence to suggest that upper paleo, okay, capable of complex thought and conscious awareness. So what I would do is look for engraved animal figures, shafts of spears, engraved signs, phases of the moon, figurines, human female, figurines, ideal type, or to express a desire, fertility. So figurines portray fertility, human female, exaggerated form, engraved signs, phases of the moon, animal figures, shafts of spears, objects. And then I would go to paragraph number 5, paragraph number 5, and look for that rather than read, because again, if you read this entire paragraph, you're going to be like, okay.
The passage for the questions.
Oh, right. Yeah, always go to the question and look for those keywords, just as what I just did just now.
The question first. Okay.
Absolutely. Because again, if you go paragraph first, go back to the question, you will go back to the paragraph again. So you lose time.
Yeah, that's what happened with me, sir.
Right. And again, a lot of these are word for word. Again, like I said, okay, figurines, ideal type, expression, desire, fertility. That's exactly what I just said. If this is true, it would mean that paleo, okay, we're consciously aware of the environment in addition to other artworks, exaggeration, female exaggeration, engraved bone and stone. I didn't see spear. Where are the spears? Uh-oh, I don't see spears anywhere. Phases of, that doesn't say spears, okay. All right, he believes that as far, that's interesting. It says bone and stone, but where, oh, here goes the spears. Okay, I got you. So yeah, so again, like all the keywords I just said, they're literally word for word throughout the paragraph. So this is why I would hurry up and just make sense of that. Uh-oh, where's it at? Make sense of what I'm actually, where is the question? No? Is this it? Okay.
Yes, there is.
Evidence to suggest. Which evidence to suggest? And that's why when I read that last one with fertility, I saw the word, it has been suggested, unless I am completely off. So again, if I go back up here, in addition to the artworks represent, see, here we go. Like I just told you, it has been suggested that these figurines were an ideal type or an expression of a desire for fertility. Okay. You see what I mean? And I love it, man. I love TOEFL IBT because you could just take it literally word for word. So going back to it, which of the following has been used as evidence to suggest capable of complex thought? It has been suggested that the figurines portray ideal type, express desire for fertility. That is what has been suggested.
Guys, thank you so much again for tuning into this wonderful video, man. It took a very, very long time uploading again, but it has been uploaded. So I am happy that I finally got this out there to you guys. And if you guys want or have any other questions, again, websites and everything are still going. Everything is in the description. So stay tuned for more because you know I got so much more coming over and out.